Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just call this show Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Today is Tuesday, March the 26th, 2024. Today we have a great episode for you. Today we are going to talk about marketing, marketing to the wrong audience, and why you should not do it. Now, I saw an article. It was a news article. It was about a guy came to Atlanta, or maybe he's from Atlanta, I don't know, but he bought a $400,000 vehicle, okay? A $400,000 truck. I think it was like a Bentley. So he bought the Bentley truck because he owned a cement company, whatever, blah, 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 blah. He said it was a gift to himself, blah, 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 blah. And so for him, for his anniversary, him and his lovely wife, they went to a hotel in Buckhead, strike one, and he had the valet, strike two, park his truck or whatever. Point is, of course, $400,000 truck in Buckhead, where they love to steal. They love to do crimes. They love to do crimes in Buckhead, people. If you ever come to Atlanta, this is a news flash. If you ever come to Atlanta and you want to have a $400,000 car, I would suggest to you and yours, you do not have somebody park it for you in Buckhead. They are pocket watching. They are counting your money. You are a walking billboard for crime. But anyway, let's get back to the story. So, of course, he had the valet park his car at a hotel. They was at a hotel, had the valet park his car. You see the red flags and all this, don't you? Of course you do. And of course, the valet handed the keys to some other joker. The joker got in the car, took off with it. They came, they're like, hey, where's my car? They're like, oh, we don't know where your car is at. And of course, long story short, 6 months later, the car was in Houston. But of course, the car was in Houston. They contacted the police. They was able to recover the car. But the moral of the story is marketing to the wrong audience. Number one, $400,000 truck. Hey, what you do with your money is what you do with your money. But what I would not do if I wanted to go get a $400,000 car, if I bumped my head all of a sudden one time and I said, I want a $400,000 car, the last place I'm going to drive it to is a place that is known. They have women, escorts, prostitutes, whatever you want to call them, women of the night in Buckhead. And they hook up with these guys. They go to the hotel. They drug them. They rob them. It happened during, I think they had the Super Bowl week. They was warning people, do not get involved with escorts. They are, you know, putting you to sleep, robbing you, and taking your money. And what are you going to say? Most of them are like, I'm not going to call the police because you shouldn't be with a prostitute in the first place. Okay? So they don't call the police. And so the area that you are in, Buckhead, Atlanta, it's a nice place and all that. Don't get me wrong. But they like to steal. They like to commit crimes. They know people have money, or they assume people have money in the area, and they like to come, and they like to rob, and they like to do all that. So, strike one, the audience, the wrong audience. $400,000 truck, I would not have it down in Buckhead. You know, take your Toyota down there, okay? Less likely to steal your Toyota. It's not quite as flashy, okay? Number two. It's a no-no. You don't want to waste your time. You don't want to waste your money. You don't want to waste your effort. You advertise to the wrong market, you know? If you are selling a $1 million house, you would not talk to somebody who is not making, you know, if somebody's making, and there's nothing, and listen, if somebody's making $25,000, if somebody's making $25,000 a year, you're not going to sell them a $1 million house. Am I correct? Of course you are not. Okay. It's just a matter of fact. If somebody's making $200,000-$300,000 a year, that is who you want to talk to when it comes to selling a $1 million house. You know, you do not want to, you're not going to sell, you're not going to sell somebody a piece of property, you know, in the foothills of California next to Oprah if they're living in Riverside, California at the moment, okay? You are talking to the wrong audience. You know, you want to talk to somebody who has money, who has, you know, more money than the average joker if they're going to live next to Oprah. You know what I mean? It's just the fact. And sometimes we miss the mark when it comes to our advertising. And sometimes we waste a lot of time trying to talk to people because, you know, before, a lot of times you would go, let me just try to get anybody. And that's desperation. That's not marketing. That's desperation. You do want to get an audience. You do want to gain an audience. You do want to get leads. You do want to get customers. But you want to get the right kind of customers. Because selling is not hard. You should not make your life so difficult when you're trying to sell. It should be, you know, of course, you know, everybody's going to have some objections. You can meet those objections. Don't get me wrong. But the point is, if they don't even qualify for what you're selling, it's stupid. You're wasting a lot of time. I'll give you an example. My mom, if you told my mom, hey, I want to talk to you about a business opportunity. My mom is not the audience for that. She doesn't want to be an entrepreneur. So you have to know these things and you have to know who you're looking for and you have to figure out who do you want to speak to, why do you want to speak to them and how you're going to speak to them. You don't want to throw the net over everybody because you will be wasting your time. And when it comes to marketing, it's less and less because when I was a kid, you know, especially like in my earlier times, there were a lot less TV shows. There was a lot of less TV going on. There was not the Netflix and the Hulus. It was like the main channel, CBS, NBC, ABC. And then I remember it was a big deal when Fox came along. Well, Fox wasn't big when I was a kid, you know, when I was like 7 or 8. It was CBS, NBC, ABC. And you could sort of throw the net out there, and because there was not that many options, not that many choices, so people saw the same stuff over and over and over. Now it's more fragmented, so you have to be more fragmented in your marketing. You have to say, hey, who am I looking for? Who do I want to talk to? Who do I want to speak to? This is why whenever you do if you want to run ads, you know, on Facebook, they have, I ran a couple ads on Facebook and it always goes, who do you want to speak to? Age, demographic, money they're making, location, you know, who are you looking for? And you can niche it down. And then it will be, you know, and then those people will see it. You don't want to go, man, this is for everybody, because we know it's not for everybody. And the more you say, okay, this is who I'm looking for. This is what I want. And don't be needy about it. Don't be desperate, because, you know, they'll when you're starting off and you want to build a pipeline, because you want to build, you want to get to the point where you have people, you want to get to the point where you have people on your email list. You want to get to the point where you have people lined up to buy the stuff that you are selling. You know, whether it be, whether you do affiliate marketing, whether you have products, whether you have services, whatever you have, you want to get to the point where, you know, you want to get to the point where it's easy. You know, it's like, hey, come on in, sign up, click the link, blah blah blah. You want them to be more responsive. You know, you want them to be very responsive, and that's what you're looking for. You're not looking to get into a wrestling match for people to buy the stuff that you want them to buy. You know, you're not looking for that. You're not looking to convince people, please sign up. No, you want less of that. You want more of, hey, we're looking for you. Or you looking, hey, come on in. This is the people we're looking for. Bop, bop, bop. These are the customers we're looking for. Bop, blah, blah. You're that customer. Come on inside the big tent. You know, you don't want to twist people's arms. You don't want to feel like you're forced. You don't want to feel like you have to, you know, convince, you know, manipulate, talk them into it. Because you and I both know, the more you got to convince somebody, talk to somebody into something, the less they're going to be enthused about it. And it's just a waste of your time. You know, and your time is more important than anybody else's, right or wrong, of course. So you don't want to piss a lot of time away dealing with people who are not really on board. You know, I'm not saying they're going to all just flow. You know, it's not going to be it's not going to be the butter river and people just slide on in. You know, sometimes, you know, they might be a little, but, you know, through getting to know you with emails and the content that you create, you know, they have more of a sense that they know you. They get more of a sense that they like you, and it's less time that you have to be like, let me twist your arm. You know, you don't have to be like those infomercials where you're screaming about how much thousands of dollars you can make. You know, that's the worst kind of marketing. You want to stay away from that. You know, hey, you can make $1 billion. Blah, 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 blah. You know, you want to market to people, but you also don't want to seem seedy, because the seedier the marketing, the more likely you are to get refunds. People are going to complain. People are going to gripe. People are going to moan. They're going to say, hey, this guy ripped me off. This guy conned me. And you don't want those headaches. You know, that's why the world of multi-level marketing gets a bad reputation. I think it's okay, but a lot of people, they don't think it's okay. And the reason why is because the people that do it, a lot of times they promise you how much money you make. And they promise you how much money you make. And it seems like it's a microwave. And you pop in the MLM, boop, hit the button, boop, and whoosh, voila, millions of dollars come into your bank account. And it don't work that way, you know. Some things take time. Some things don't take time. It just depends on you. It depends on your abilities. It depends on how hard you work. It depends on how fast you can, you know, hit the ground running. It's a lot of things depending, you know. As we talked about before, we all know everybody works hard. Everybody has worked hard, you know. Sometimes we work hard. Sometimes we work, you know, sometimes you don't realize, you know, that you're working hard, and then it's like, you know, like I told you before, when I was packing chicken in tubs for my few weeks at a chicken plant, and I said, man, I am working like a dog. And, you know, it was no money to be made there, you know. and it was okay. But I'm like, you know, I need to make money to survive right now. But eventually, you have to learn. Hey, let me make money. Let me figure out making money to thrive. You know, not to just survive. Because the more you live in survival mode, it's like, you know, you're like, hey, I'll do anything to make a buck. And you don't want those problems. You know what I mean? And so get your marketing down pat. You know, avoid marketing to the wrong people. And, it'll be a lot. You'll save a lot of time and you'll save a lot of money not marketing to people who are going to reject you and steal your $400,000 truck. Can you imagine you buy this truck? Can you imagine you buy this truck and then you take it to a hotel and then you come out the next day and the truck is just gone and you're like, where's my truck? And the valet people are like, I don't know nothing about no truck, you know. I live kind of paranoid, you know. I don't like valet. That's not my thing. I'm always sketchy about people being in my car. I'm always sketchy about people in general. But definitely, I would not want somebody in my, you know, I take the change out of my car whenever I used to get the car washed, you know, and I'd be sitting right there. But I would always take the change out, no matter how much change I had, you know. So I'll just stuff my pockets for the time being until they get there cleaning it. Because, you know, people take. It's just a way of life. People take. And so, I mean, I would never buy a $400,000 truck to begin with, but definitely do not. Definitely, if you have an expensive car, everybody, I got a newsflash for you. Do not take it to Buckhead, Atlanta, okay? Do not take your car into Atlanta. Do not take your car to Buckhead and your car and you value your car, because they will take it. They will try to steal it. You know, people are, you know, thievery is at an all-time high. Crime is on the rise always, apparently, according to the news. I'm not too sure. But, you know, maybe we need Batman or Superman or Spider-Man to come out and save the day. But, you know, just don't market to the wrong people. It's a marketing no-no, okay? And every now and then we will do marketing no-nos. You know, advertising to the wrong market is a big no-no. You'll piss off a lot of time. You'll waste a lot of time. You'll be upset like the guy was who had his truck taken, you know. You'll be aggravated. You'll waste money, you know. And sometimes when you don't have a lot of money to be wasting on advertising, spending it on the wrong people really sucks, okay? And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, that is it. Go out, take your $400,000 truck and drive it through the woods of Alabama. You won't have to worry about anybody stealing it, okay? Or any other place. You know, if you buy an expensive car, drive to where people ain't. And then you know, this is a tip from me to you. Okay. Let's say you want to buy an expensive car, you know, you bump your head, you want to buy an expensive car, that's all well and good. But if I was you, you know, instead of driving it around the streets of Atlanta, I would get on I-75 South. This is for all you people. You get off the airport, you want to get you a fancy car, you know, you go get you a fancy car, drive it to Augusta, drive it to Valdosta, drive it to Savannah. You know, I didn't say park it in these places, but just drive it around and let people see it, you know, and then drive and park it and spend the night somewhere, not in a Buckhead hotel where people are waiting and willing to steal it. Okay. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, do not market to the wrong people. You will waste a lot of time. You will waste a lot of time. You will be frustrated. You will want to quit, and we do not want you to do that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, like I said before, the only thing we are going to say on a regular basis, this show from now on, is go sign up for the email, get on the email list, become a marketing mover today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow with all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. My name is Tony Rizzano. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.